This is VOA News. I'm Scott Walterman. The first Nobel Prize of the year has been awarded.
The Nobel Assembly at Karolinska Institutet has today decided to award the 2023 Nobel Prize in Physiology or Medicine jointly to Katalin Karikó and Drew Weissman for their discoveries concerning nucleoside base modifications that enabled the development of effective mRNA vaccines against COVID-19.
The Nobel Prize for Medicine kicks off the year's awards, with the remaining five to be unveiled in the coming days. Armenia urged the European Union on Monday to sanction Azerbaijan for its military operation in the Nagorno-Karabakh enclave and warned that Baku could soon attack Armenia itself unless the West takes firm action.
It's not only the opinion of the Armenian government, but also of many experts, also some of the EU member states, that the attack on Armenia's proper is imminent.
That is Tigran Balyan, who's Armenia's envoy to the EU, listed possible measures such as a price cap on Azerbaijani oil and gas and urged the West to deliver bold security assistance to Armenia. Former President of the United States Donald Trump goes on trial for fraud Monday morning in New York City. Here's AP correspondent Julie Walker.
It's a rare voluntary appearance for the start of a civil trial in a lawsuit that has already resulted in a judge ruling Trump committed fraud in his business dealings.
Trump could lose control of his New York properties and be banned from doing business in New York State as well. This is VOA News. It's been a year since FTX, the cryptocurrency exchange, collapsed and declared bankruptcy. On Tuesday, Sam Bankman-Fried, the indicted founder of the company, also goes to trial. Reuters correspondent Luke Cohen says federal prosecutors have called it one of the biggest financial frauds in U.S. history.
The 31-year-old is accused of stealing billions of dollars in FTX customer funds. Federal prosecutors say he used the money to plug losses at Alameda Research, which was a crypto-focused hedge fund that he also owned, and to buy luxury real estate and donate tens of millions of dollars to U.S. political campaigns. Now, the former billionaire has pleaded not guilty. He has acknowledged risk management failures at his companies, but says he never intended to steal any funds.
Reuters correspondent Luke Cohen, who says his lawyers are expected to argue at trial that Bankman-Fried thought FTX was allowed to make investments with customer funds, like banks use deposits to make loans. Indonesian President Joko Widodo has inaugurated Southeast Asia's first high-speed railway, which begins its commercial operations on Monday, a key project under China's Belt and Road Infrastructure Initiative that will drastically cut the travel time between two key cities. Here's VOA's Tommy McNeil.
The $7.3 billion project connects Jakarta with Bandung, the heavily populated capital of West Java Province. It will cut travel time between the cities from the current 3 hours to about 40 minutes. Its use of electrical energy is expected to reduce carbon emissions. Widodo, in his opening remarks, officially named Indonesia's first high-speed railway the fastest in Southeast Asia, with speeds of up to 217 miles per hour, as WOOSH, an acronym from the Indonesian word for time-saving and reliability. Tommy McNeil, VOA News.
Earlier this year, Pope Francis agreed to let women and lay people vote alongside bishops at the General Assembly Synod on the future of the Church.
Sheila Perez, Secretary of the Commission for Information of the Synod of Bishops, says in an Associated Press interview that women's voices and votes will loom large at this important meeting.
They want to be given better positions of leadership. They want their voices to be heard, not just towards decision-making, but also during decision-making. Women want to be part of that.
Supporters say the involvement of women and other lay people is a watershed moment for the Catholic Church. Rick Pantaleo, VOA News.
Scott Walterman, VOA News, Washington.